Hey everyone, this is Will Fadoo at the WillFadoo.com podcast, where we're discussing the latest and greatest in leadership, communication, personal and professional development, as I ask the question, how can I help you today? So I encourage you to get comfortable, get something to write with if you're not driving, open your mind, and hopefully as we spend a little bit of time together today, you'll gain new ideas and strategies that'll help you become the best that you can be today. Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the WillFadoo.com podcast, where I am welcoming you from our nation's capital here in Washington, D.C. Currently, I am in the middle of the city, so you may hear some street traffic, some ambulances. I'm also near a hospital, but bear with me, because that's the life of the city. I'm also glad to be back with you. If you noticed, which I'm sure you have not, but I have been off for the last 2 weeks where I did not record any podcasts, mostly because, honestly, I needed a chance to follow my own advice. I had some very excited about that, so I will probably not be recording during that special time. However, I have been doing a lot of thinking and strategizing about the future of the podcast, the future of WillFadoo.com, and all I will tell you is that I am very, very, very excited about what the future has in store. So thank you for tuning in again, and let's go ahead and get started. So far in this podcast, we've covered a lot of ground. We've covered goal setting. We've covered time management. We've covered how to create an environment of success. We've covered a lot of different things. One of the things I wanted to cover now is stop sabotaging your own success, otherwise known as the enemy in the mirror. We've talked a lot about getting rid of toxic environments. We've talked a lot about getting rid of toxic people. We've talked a lot about creating that environment or space or lifestyle or balance to give you the greatest opportunity to win and be successful. However, I think we all forget that the greatest enemy to our own success, whatever that means to you, is the enemy in the mirror. That's right. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. You and I are the greatest enemies, the biggest obstacles that stand between the success that you and I both want. It's that constant battle between going one step forward and then one or two steps backwards, and then somehow wondering why you and I are not realizing our success, that we're not achieving the goals that we want. And a lot of the reason is because you and I are the ones to blame. It's no one else. Remember when we talked about a victim mentality? That you are the one who is ultimately responsible for what happens. If it's going to be, it's up to me. And yet a lot of times we forget that. A lot of times you and I may be in denial about the very fact that we are holding ourselves back, and we don't want to think about that, but that's the case. So what does that look like? There's a lot of different ways that we sabotage ourselves in a lot of different categories. I know the first one that comes to my mind is in the physical health aspect, because that's the one, again, you've heard me reference that a lot, because I think it's something that we're all the most familiar with. Let's talk about working out, where you go and you work out one day and then you take another day off, or you work out pretty consistently for a week and then you're tired and you don't work out consistently the next week. And this ties into a lot of the concepts that we've already talked about, so hopefully this is putting it all together. Also, let's talk about the food we eat, where one day you eat really clean, the next day you eat terrible, and it's that constant cycle. You could call it discipline, or you could call it a lack of discipline, where we continue to sabotage our own success, where we stand on the scale week after week, and we say, I'm working out, and I'm eating healthy. What is not happening? Why am I not achieving my success? And because what you're not willing to admit is while you may or may not be working out, are you working out consistently? Are you exercising consistently? And then the food. You may say, I ate a killer breakfast, a super healthy breakfast, and a super healthy lunch, and I had my protein shake or whatever. But what happened when the sun goes down? What happens? And I'm talking to myself on that one. I'll admit to you that when the sun goes down is when I have to actually battle that craving and that desire to just jump off the deep end and then admittedly sabotage myself. So I have to fight that as well. And we know better. We know better. It's not like logically you don't know that taking time off from working out is bad, unless you need it for a break, or eating poor choices is not good for you. We know this. But what happens? We switch over to listening more to our flesh, that's the word I'm gonna use, and we say, I just don't care. It's like something comes over us and we just don't care. Call it lack of willpower, but it's that flesh, it's that other dog we have to fight. You've heard it before. There was a tale of an Alaskan fisherman. He had two dogs and he would bet on the dogs. And the one that he bet on in these fights would always win. And one day a tourist asked, why does your dog always win? And his reply was simple. The dog I want to win, I feed that week, and the dog I want to lose, I don't. So naturally, when they go into the fight, the dog that has been fed is the stronger dog. Now let's think about this context of willpower versus our flesh. And whichever one we're feeding is the one that is getting stronger. And that's the one that's gonna win. So we know better, but sometimes we just don't care and we choose to go the wrong direction. And so inherently we're choosing to sabotage our own success, and we have to stop doing that. There's an old proverb that says, like a dog that returns to its vomit. So a fool returns to his folly or the stupidity that he's doing. And isn't that such a great analogy? It's actually a gross analogy, but in this context, it's a great analogy of what we do. We know better. We know we're sabotaging our own success, but we continue to do it. And we need to stop and just have that willpower. Mentally, it's the same way. We know we should be growing mentally or intellectually, and we make some steps in the right direction. We start reading books. We start taking breaks or learning how to relax or meditate. But then we stop and we go in the wrong direction. Spiritually is the same way. You start to grow spiritually, you start to make some progress, but then you stop and you wind up inevitably going the wrong way. You've heard me say before, there is no standing still. You're either moving forward or going backwards. You're either getting closer to or further from your goals. So you have to really acknowledge that and cement it in your conscience. Socially, we talked about that last time when we talked about crabs in a bucket. We talked about who to hang out with and how we constantly make strides in the right direction, and sometimes we start going the wrong way and we move backwards. So that's something that we also need to keep in mind in not sabotage our success. Finally, the other topic is when we look at sabotaging ourselves, whether educationally or professionally. I know some people, they are the professional starters and stoppers when it comes to college. That is one of the surefire ways to potentially screw yourself, because you're losing all momentum. I even think about this podcast. You know, the last 2 weeks, like I mentioned, I had to take off, so you didn't hear from me. And I had to focus on what I needed to focus on. And I honestly felt the pull to maybe put off another week. Why? I had lost momentum. And so thankfully you're hearing from me right now, because I decided that no, I was going to get back on it. I was going to get back in my consistent habit of podcasting with you so that we could both grow in this process. When you tie all this together, the real topic that we're talking about, the real theme here, is momentum. Taking it back to physics class or science or engineering, momentum or inertia is basically when you have mass that is accelerating and it's gaining more force. Or to make it a lot simpler, you know, when you put a car on a ramp and you let it go and it begins to pull itself down, the force, the weight, it's getting faster and faster and faster. It's gaining momentum. And you might have experienced this yourself. You know, when sometimes you've either helped someone push a car or you had to pick up something very heavy, that initially, when the object is at rest, you need so much force to get this thing going. But it feels like it's easier and easier as it's actually moving, because now this object is moving forward and some of that force is helping itself along. That's the same thing we've talked about in the past of as we have compound change over time, or small steps compounded over time. That's how we get to success. It's that momentum going forward. And when you and I sabotage our success, it's when we start working against that momentum. We start slowing it down, or in some cases, we get on the other end and push to kind of slow it down. And then we wonder why we're not achieving our success as fast as we'd like. And it's because we are killing our own momentum. So what are some momentum killers that we need to overcome? One of them is lack of preparation. When you look at preparing for the gym or preparing for a test or preparing for any type of professional thing you need to do, if you're not prepared for it, you're automatically hurting yourself. You're going to kill your own momentum. Think about the guy or girl who goes to run a race or compete in a sporting event. They didn't sleep well the night before. They didn't go to bed on time. They ate junk for breakfast and they didn't drink enough water. Now, I've been in enough situations like that where it was either sports or military activities where if you didn't have your proper sleep, if you didn't have the proper nutrition or hydration, you really, really, really suffered. On top of that, when's the last time you saw someone wake up with no training whatsoever and decide on a Saturday, you know, today I think I'm just going to go run a marathon and then actually be successful at it? There's a lot of preparation that goes into these things. And if you want a surefire way to kill your momentum in achieving your goals and success and moving forward in whatever it is you're doing, basically don't prepare for it and you will trip yourself up right from the get-go. The other thing is people. Let's go back to the crabs in the bucket. People can be momentum killers. And the funniest way I can really think of this, if you guys remember back to the legendary Marshawn Lynch with the Seattle Seahawks and the phenomenon that was known as Beast Mode and the Beast Quake that went with it. And for those of you who did not catch it, I encourage you to Google it. Just Google Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode, or Beast Quake, and you'll be able to really get what we're talking about. It was basically a phenomenal run he made. He's a running back, and he just annihilated any people that was in his way. Any of the defenders that tried to get in his way, he just ran them right over. It was amazing. And that's the same idea we need to have, is when people get in our way and try to tell us no, when people get in our way and try to slow us down or tell us that that's not very realistic, you need to just go pure beast mode on them and just bowl them over in a nice, polite way. But I mean, subliminally, bowl them over. I had an experience like that actually today. One of my very helpful friends who cares a lot about me basically was giving the impression and telling me, what makes you think that you will be successful, or what really makes you think that you have a shot at this? Why are you putting all your effort into basically my podcast, my website, a book I'm working on? And I smiled and basically just beast moded over him in a polite way, saying that I appreciated him, but I was going to continue forward, hell or high water, success or no success. I was at least going to give it my all, and I was going to try. So that's what you have to keep in mind to do occasionally when people get in your way. We have to keep that momentum going and not let anyone slow us down. finally, unexpected events or things that happen in our life can act as momentum killers. So we have to remember back when we talked about margin, when we talked about adjusting and learning how to adapt. You and I may face sometimes unexpected events, unexpected consequences, changes that pop up, and you and I have to be resilient enough to be able to change and adapt. Otherwise, you just hit a wall. Otherwise, you just hit this momentum killer of these unexpected events, and they just slow you down or they stop you cold. And because you and I are not victims and we do not fall into the victim mentality, we understand that if it's going to be, it's up to me or us in this case, and we continue to move forward. We make sure we adequately prepare. We also make sure that we eliminate any people who try to get in our way politely. Maybe you don't have to beast mode, knock them over, maybe just go around them. Also, we learn how to adapt on the fly and leave ourselves some margins so that in the event that things change suddenly, we have an unexpected setback. We don't let it just knock us down or stop our momentum. We simply shift course. So that's it. I'm going to let you out of class a little early this time. And just remembering that you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and acknowledge that your biggest enemy when it comes to your goals and momentum may not be anyone. It may not be anything, and it may be the person that you are looking at in the mirror. So acknowledge that, prepare for it, and be ready to do battle with yourself in order to keep that positive momentum. And if you are doing your job and keeping that positive momentum going forward, watch out for those momentum killers, the lack of preparation. Don't screw yourself there. Make sure that you are well prepared to do the task at hand. Also, don't let people get in your way, go around them, or just beast mode them over. And watch out for events that pop up unexpectedly that have the opportunity to derail you. That's all for now. I really look forward to seeing you next time on the WillForDo.com podcast. Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for spending some time with me. Check out WillForDo.com. You can also follow me on social media. Until next time, where I continue to ask, how can I help you today?